took up the question of global warming for the first time today.
Human rights groups warn that if violence continues in Iraq, the country's neighbors could face a widening refugee crisis. The United Nations estimates that some 1.4 million Iraqis already have fled to neighboring countries, mostly to Jordan and Syria, and some 2,000 more leave Iraq every day. Akil Fahed is among those who left. We reached Fahed by telephone today in Syria. He's a Shiite, and he worked in an Iraqi oil refinery. But after the war started, he was forced out and threatened with violence.
Everything unstable. Everything dangerous. And you cannot go out. And inside your house, you cannot sleep safely until morning.
Aquaculture, fish farming can be hard on the environment. So a businessman in New England has put together an operation that's cleaner and more sustainable than most. Susanna Lee of member station WFCR reports.
He's been called a vintner of fine fish, an aquaculture guru. For over a decade, Josh Goldman has been on a mission to raise an environmentally sustainable fish on a commercial scale and make a profit.